God answers prayers. This is my prayer journal of 2012. I just started. My first answered prayer that I've got up here is my brother being found after years of praying. He was adopted out. Then I have the train that I took from seminary back and forth. It got into an accident and derailed with injuries. The train after mine, so God protects as I asked for. And then taking care of family conflicts, providing a car when I prayed and asked the night before, and then making friends with people of Amish and nuns on the train and at the train station. My prayer for a good roommate. I ended up with a roommate who didn't watch TV and loved to get up early, early in the morning and pray all the time. And then, of course, the many answers to prayer at seminary as far as the students and making sure we had peace. I prayed for a place to have prayer and to read for the blind while I was waiting for 5 to 6 hours for my train departure. I prayed for mentorship and was told initially yes, and then as of last night was told no, that he couldn't do it, didn't have the energy and whatever else. I prayed for a couch for my office and I got it. And I also prayed that my business would start picking up. We've had a dry period and God provided. And then I prayed, instantaneously. I said, Lord, I'm going to the store. How about if my tea's on sale? I've got a coupon too. And he provided. It was on sale. So God provides, and sometimes he says no. Well, I asked the Lord if he would give me something to read my books on while in the bathroom, something that would roll around, preferably. I have a computer desk that rolls around for like beds and stuff like that, and I use it at my couch. But I need something because I read in the bathroom, and I needed something where I could read my book that I want to read for myself that I'm not recording. And I'm reading Dr. Cockrell's commentary on Hebrews along with my scriptures. And I was given this during an estate auction. I helped them with the gold and silver. So they gave me this because they knew I was a preacher. And then this little thing I got yesterday from Bonnie's husband. He was going to toss it out and felt that he should really talk to me about it. So he gave it to me. So I'm able to do all this in my bathroom because it fits perfectly. Another answer to prayer.
What you're seeing right now. First of all, this is the earth. Okay? That is just you're taking off from the earth from Southern California. And we're gonna rise up for a little bit here. Okay? We're going to pull away from it. We're going to pull higher. Now, this is at about 10 kilometers. Like, if you climb Mount Everest, this is what you'd see. You'd see the curvature of the Earth from that distance. Now, we're going to climb up even higher. This is at 100 kilometers. And you're a fourth of the way to the space station now. This is what you'd see. If you get to this level, you're considered an astronaut. Just, if you ever get there. Okay, now, we're going 100,000 kilometers. 100,000 kilometers from the Earth, you're a fourth of the way to the moon, that's what the Earth would look like. Now we're going to pull away to 1,000,000 kilometers. At 1,000,000 kilometers, there's the moon. Okay? There's the moon. You can barely see the Earth. You're at 1,000,000 kilometers now. You're past the moon. And now we're going to go to 100 million kilometers. 100 million kilometers. You're still not to the sun. The sun's 93 million miles away. But now we're going to go to 10 trillion kilometers. There's the sun. Okay. You just passed the sun. Now you would see all of the planets at 10 trillion kilometers. And now we're at 10 to the 15th power. That means 10 with 15 zeros. I don't know what that number is. 15 zeros. And the sun's just like a bright dot amidst other stars. And now we're going to 10 light years away. At 10 light years away, come on, let's go. Zoom, there you go. 10 light years away. Now you just see the sun with like 11 other stars that are kind of its neighbors. You know, that's our sun. And now we're going to go 1,000 light years away. At 1,000 light years away, you wouldn't even see our sun anymore. These are just a bunch of stars close to it in this cluster inside the Milky Way. Now we're going to zoom out even further, and that's the Milky Way we live in. See that cluster of stars? Those are about 100,000 stars that are closest to our sun. You can't see our sun anymore at this point. Now this is our Milky Way galaxy, and forget about the Earth. Okay, there's our Milky Way galaxy that we live in. And we're just buried in there somewhere. And we're going to pull out even further, and you'll see that our galaxy is actually, it's a big galaxy, and all those other things you're seeing now are galaxies. And we're going to pull away 10 million light years now. His next scene is 10 million light years. Those are all galaxies you see amidst our Milky Way, several hundred galaxies. Now we're going to go 100 million light years away. This is the last one. We're going to zoom out to 100 million light years. Those are all clusters of galaxies. Galaxies and clusters of galaxies. You won't even see our Milky Way galaxy anymore amidst that. We don't have telescopes that go beyond that little sphere.